Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it, and all you have to do is listen to Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke Robert DeCosa in Master Control. We are ready to talk golf. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. Today we'll talk about what golf does for you, how golf gives back to the community. There's no sport that does it better than golf, thanks in part to the PGA of America. The PGA of America has a program called PGA Hope. HOPE stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. It's a program that introduces golf to veterans with disabilities to enhance their physical, mental, social, and economic well-being. Brandi Kane is the program director of PGA HOPE, and she will be with us today here on Tee to Green. The theme of the show, how golf gives back. There's no individual that did that any better than Arnold Palmer. Though he passed away in 2016, Arnie's legacy continues. It lives on through the work of the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation. Ken Boehner is with the foundation, and he will join us today to talk about the impact of Arnold and Winnie, his first wife, and why the Palmers are still important and very influential here in 2024. It's all straight ahead today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest, save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed live at sportsbyline.com, and now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with Ken Boehner, who joins us next right here on Tee to Green.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
The show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green. You found it. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa in Master Control, and another big show for you today. A kind of a road show as well. I'm in Boston. I'm not sure where Debbie is this week. Deb, are you there?
I am, and I am in Florida. So okay. We are both on the move, Jay. This is a moving show.
Yeah, definitely. Boston area, this time of year, they've been having some mild weather, and usually around Thanksgiving Day, it's really hit or miss if you can play some golf. But I've got some friends here who said, Jay, you might want to think about bringing your clubs because we're able to get out and play just about every weekend. I don't know how long it's going to last. I didn't bring the clubs, but for my friends here and for all the golfers in the Boston, Massachusetts, and the northeast part of the country, enjoy it while it lasts because it's not going to last forever.
This is very true, and we saw a lot of snow out in Ohio if you watched the Ohio State game on TV.
Oh, yeah.
So there's snow, there's cold temperatures. It's a little cooler in Florida the last few days, but, of course, Florida's going to bounce back and get warm in the next couple of days as well.
Yeah, that Steelers game the other night, too, on Thursday night, they had all that snow, especially in the second half. Hey, on the show today, the theme is going to be golf giving back to the community. Later in the show, Brandi Kane is going to be here. She's the program director for PGA Hope. That stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere, and it's a program that introduces golf to veterans with disabilities. They've got a waiting list of 13,000 veterans on that list. We're going to talk to her about the program, how it works, how you can get involved and help out, and their big end-of-the-year fundraising push, which is going on, Debbie, right now.
And that is so important to give back. I'm excited to talk about this with the program director who can give us so many insights, and I'm very good friends with a gal who did the training for the PGA and LPGA professionals, and the stories are very moving. They'll give you chills.
Yeah. Nobody gave back better in golf than Arnold Palmer, and a couple of months ago we had Ken Boehner on the show from the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation, and such a good interview that we decided to go ahead and pull it out of the archives, and we're going to play a couple of pieces of that interview, parts of the interview with Ken Boehner, back on the show for you today. And we're going to start doing that as of right now. We had Ken Boehner on talking about the legacy and the life of Arnold Palmer and why he is still relevant and very important here in 2024. And here's a piece of that interview with Ken Boehner from the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation.
50 years or so, we were all officially and unofficially members of Arnie's Army. Unfortunately, Arnold Palmer passed away just a little over 8 years ago now, in September of 2016. But what a great legacy he left us, and he left the world. That legacy lives on. It's being carried on by the work of the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation. And joining us from the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation to tell us what they're doing here in 2024 and getting ready for 2025, we've got Ken Boehner on the TD Green guest line right now. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Boehner. How are you?
I'm great, Jay. Thanks for having me back. Really delighted to be able to talk with you and Deb.
Yeah, the last time we had you on was shortly after Arnold Palmer's death, and we were talking about the challenge now that you were faced with losing someone with the power and the influence and the impact of an Arnold Palmer. How have you guys done, and have you kind of had to change direction or philosophy any losing a great leader like that?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. We can't ever contemplate replacing someone of Mr. Palmer's significance. But without question, we have great support from the family and our board in really kind of carrying that legacy forward that Mr. Palmer left us, and Mrs. Palmer, for that matter. And I think, our efforts continue to focus on the values that were front and center in their lives. Their constant giving back to the communities that they were a part of. And quite frankly, kind of around the world, Mr. Palmer lived, what we like to call an American life of global significance. And you can certainly see that in all the places that he touched certainly with all the members of Arnie's Army who remain steadfast in their belief that if not the greatest golfer ever, certainly the most important in terms of giving back to the game and helping to grow the game.
Yeah, amen to that. And of course, that starts with that. That work starts with his hometown in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and the Latrobe Golf Course there, where he grew up and where he his formative years. And you guys were doing a lot of work there. Tell us, I guess we can start with that, how the foundation is enhancing the Palmer legacy at the home course in Latrobe, the Latrobe Country Club.
Yeah, Jay, thanks for asking about that. You're right. I mean, Latrobe is a special place, and it's kind of unique in sports. If you think about it, imagine Babe Ruth never leaving the sandlot in Baltimore where he learned how to play baseball, or Pele never leaving the pitch where he learned to play soccer in Brazil. I mean, Mr. Palmer grew up, next to what was at the time the fourth tee in Latrobe. His father was one of the people who helped to build the golf course at the request of the owner of Latrobe Steel at the time. And his dad, was the greenkeeper, the head pro. Mr. Palmer learned to play the game there, even though he was not, allowed to actually be on the golf course because he was the son of an employee until he started caddying when he was 11 years old. And so we feel like this is a unique historical place in the game, but also in kind of American history. And so our goal with the foundation is to share that place with Arnie's Army and create an opportunity for the Army to experience it, to understand the stories, to engage with the story and kind of understand how that place shaped the man and his values and the way that he approached not only the game but giving back philanthropically and and to really all of his fans.
What's so great about Latrobe Country Club is Arnold Palmer bought the country club where to keep it close to the family, and then the Palmer family donated it back to the foundation, which is so powerful. How does that expand the accessibility and connection to the Palmer Net legacy?
Yeah, great question, Deb. So you're right. I mean, for 100 years, the club was cared for by the Palmer family. And when the time came to think about what the future looked like, you know, we asked ourselves, is it the moment where after that 100 years of the family having that caretaker role for all of us as golfers, all of Arnie's Army to become that caretaker? And so, you know, what we're doing is enhancing the facilities and, you know, making some improvements to the golf course. The goal is to kind of make Latrobe the best version of itself. We're not going to change anything, but we do want to create an opportunity for people to come and visit, to embrace and understand, you know, that legacy, see some of the artifacts, enjoy the charm of the club. There's a barn on the edge of the property. It's called Winnie's Barn, that we're going to reinvent so that it's a space for the community of Greater Latrobe to utilize, and for Arnie's Army to be able to come and you know, see some artifacts, participate in the story. There'll be programming there around character and leadership through golf to kind of help grow the game from a youth perspective. So the foundation is kind of the proprietor of the club now, is in a position to, you know, to really expand that that access and that engagement with Mr. Palmer's legacy.
Arnold Palmer may be gone, but his legacy and Arnie's Army lives on thanks to the work of the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation. That's Ken Boehner. He's the director of the foundation. We had him on the show not too long ago to talk about what they are doing here now, years after the passing of Arnold Palmer. It was a two-part interview, and what we're going to do is break away. We've got a commercial coming up, and we'll get to the second part of that interview with Ken Boehner. Really interesting, Debbie, how he said Arnold Palmer may not have been the greatest golfer that ever lived, but he was the most important golfer that ever lived.
I agree 100%. The impact Arnold Palmer made on, and not just golf, and how golf spreads out and impacts so many lives around the world. We can attribute so much of that to Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, the world was a better place when Arnold Palmer was alive. And we'll get to that second part of the interview with Ken Boehner right after we take a break here. Debbie O'Connell, Jay Ritchie, it's Tee to Green. I'm back here, and a theme of the show today is how golf gives back. We'll take a break, come back with more right after this here on Tee to Green.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. We're talking golf today. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We're talking golf. We're talking how golf gives back to the community later in the show. In our last segment, Brandi Kane will be here. She's the program director for PGA Hope, which is a program that introduces golf to veterans with disabilities. And the great work they do there. They got their big end-of-year fundraiser that's going on right now until December 31st, and she'll be joining us to talk about that. We're focusing right now a little bit on Arnold Palmer, his life and legacy, because there's probably no individual that gave more back to the community in golf than Arnold Palmer, together with his first wife, Winnie. The Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation is carrying on that legacy now, 8 years after the King's passing, and they're focusing on a couple of areas. Latrobe, Pennsylvania, of course, Arnie's hometown, where he was born and raised, and Orlando, Florida, where he lived as an adult later in life, and lived there pretty much every winter, getting away from the cold of Pennsylvania. And we're talking to Ken Boehner, the director of the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation, about those two areas and about what they're doing, especially in Latrobe, to focus on the Palmer legacy.
Yeah, Jay, so our goal there, as I said, you know, we're trying to create a sense of pilgrimage to celebrate the legacy. Creating a scenario where Mr. Palmer's office and workshop is a place that can be shared with the public is something that we're working on. As I mentioned, Winnie's barn and a kind of community center and programmatic environment for the storytelling around the legacy is important. We're also looking at the development of a small inn on the property that would allow for people to come and stay and kind of immerse themselves in the experience of Mr. Palmer and Mrs. Palmer's legacy. You know, in this incredibly special place at Latrobe that formed the entire kind of world orientation, character, everything else that Mr. Palmer represented and that we all love as members of Arnie's Army.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And he also had another home, and like many do, especially in the world of golf, to be warm in the winter. He had a home in Orlando, Florida, and wow, what he did in Orlando creating an amazing tournament for the PGA Tour as well. So what is the foundation doing in Mr. Palmer's second home?
Yes, super to kind of comment on that. I mean, it's interesting when you reflect on Mr. Palmer's second home. When he played an exhibition match with Jack Nicklaus at Bay Hill shortly after it opened, he said to his wife, Winnie, "Babe, I've just played the greatest golf course in Florida, and I'd love to own it someday." And at that time, the golf course was surrounded by orange groves. Dr. Phillips was the largest producer of pasteurized orange juice. It literally was before Disney was there, before all the development. And so he had an incredible commitment to the community as it was growing. And that continues to this day. I mean, Mr. Palmer and Mrs. Palmer were hugely influential in the development of the children's hospitals in Orlando. That continues to be something that we support, while also supporting hospitals and other and children's health care issues in other parts of the world. We've been very committed to the disadvantaged communities in Orlando. Lake Lorna Doone is a park in a challenged community in Orlando, and we've been involved in developing programming there, including a Winnie Palmer nature walk experience that keys off of the Winnie Palmer Nature Reserve in Latrobe. And so, you know, we continue to be, you know, deeply committed to the Orlando community, and, you know, building on, you know, the decades of support for the community that the Palmers embraced. And again, sort of emphasizing it, you know, at a time before, you know, the community expanded and grew with, as it has today.
Ken, what does that support look like? You talk about supporting the children's hospital and supporting the other projects. What, when you talk about the support, what exactly do you mean, and what's that gonna, what kind of shape is that gonna take?
Sure. So, you know, our foundation is a public charity. We will support these initiatives through through donations and, you know, commitment of our time and efforts to help shape you know, what can happen in the community as it relates to the hospitals. You know, our involvement is very much focused on pediatric cancer research and funding that, and that continues to be, you know, a real passion for our foundation, carrying on the family's, you know, focus on that. But, you know, our role is really being leaders in the community, but also providing financial support. Some of that comes from hosting the Arnold Palmer Invitational every year. You know, one of the signature events on tour, you know, an incredible platform for, you know, storytelling around Mr. Palmer and Mrs. Palmer, and, you know, the notion of giving back. I think it's really interesting when you think about this. You know, Mr. Palmer was kind of the first real sports philanthropist, right? And he championed causes around children's health care, nature, and character development. And that's what we're carrying forward. I mean, it's a very natural thing for us, because all we're doing is the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation is carrying forward, you know, everything that Mr. and Mrs. Palmer were doing in their own lives, you know, quietly, but they lived it, and we're living it for them now, carrying that forward.
It's incredible the impact that this foundation has had on so many and so many children. Is it mostly grant-based, or you actually do a lot of your own program, like the Nature Walk, and there's so many others that you do? Is there another part where people can apply for with grants?
It's a combination, Deb. So we're doing our own efforts and initiatives, things that we, you know, believe are kind of aligned with Mr. and Mrs. Palmer's philanthropic philosophy. We're not really kind of set up to be a grant receiving organization, but we have had that happen in the past. That's also something that, that we consider. But it's more about the passion that the Palmer family had for those causes, and we're seeking out those opportunities. So I'll give you an example. We have a great partnership with the RNA in their Golf Fit facility in Glasgow, which they launched a year ago. We saw that the efforts that the RNA was making in a very challenged community in Glasgow to use the game of golf as a tool for bettering people's lives. That was something that we were very passionate about and committed our financial support to. And we're delighted with the direction that's going, and, continue to believe that, that kind of a partnership and that sort of mindset around the game of golf.
From a couple of months ago in the Tee to Green Archives, that's Ken Boehner with the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation, doing a great job of bringing us up to date as to what the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation is doing these days to preserve, to protect, and to forward the legacy of giving created by Arnold and Winnie Palmer. Even though Arnold Palmer passed away in 2016, they continued to do that. And Debbie, I listening to that again, I'm thinking I might have to make a pilgrimage to Latrobe, Pennsylvania someday, just in honor of my appreciation of what Arnold Palmer has done.
That is a great idea. Maybe we could do the show from Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that would be super. That would be fun, too. Too bad Arnold Palmer wouldn't be there to see it. But great job from Ken Boehner and the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation. Brandi Cain, PGA Hope Program Director, standing by. She joins us next here on Tee to Green.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show, talking golf. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The theme of today's show is how golf gives back, and we've got somebody on the Tee to Green guest line right now to continue with that theme. Brandi Kane is the program director for a program called PGA Hope. It's a program that has served more than 50,000 veterans, and your donations enabled those veterans to participate in rehabilitative programs through golf. They introduce golf to veterans with disabilities to enhance their physical, mental, social, and economic well-being, and it's a great program. They're in the midst of their big end-of-year fundraising right now, and to join us to talk about all of that and more is Brandi Kane with us right now. Hey, Brandi, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us on the show today. Let's separate a little bit now. We talk about PGA Hope, which is a specific program to serve veterans. It's part of PGA Reach, the PGA of America Reach Foundation. Explain how all of that works and how these two programs kind of mesh together.
Yeah, so we're a program underneath the foundation, and the foundation's role is to use the game of golf and our PGA of America golf professionals to serve the community. Our golf professionals are the experts and the best in the business and the game of golf, but most of all, they have huge hearts to serve. So they're able to do that under their foundation. And then PGA Hope is actually a program of that foundation.
How long
Brandi,
have these
tell
programs...
us about how this... Jay, we have the same question. I was just going to ask when it got started. Perfect.
Yes. So the program got started. Next year will be our 10-year anniversary. And,
wow.
And this year we're just wrapping up our ninth year, and we've served 17,000 veterans in all 50 states this year at 550 locations nationwide. And all of that has been done at no cost to the veteran. So I'm so proud of just the life-changing work that we're doing to bring golf to our nation's best assets, which is the veteran community.
If I could take a moment to share, a great friend of mine, Judy Alvarez, in the LPGA and PGA, was asked to create the curriculum for this. And she shared a story, because if we understand the impact, I think more people will be even more willing to donate. There was a U.S. Army veteran named Mary, and she attended a clinic with Judy Alvarez in 2015, right when this program was starting. Prior to the program, she was at home 98% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Coming here allowed her hours of no flashbacks, a sense of hope. She said she stepped out of the dark hole, and now she has a little bit of heaven. This is the impact that this program makes. And by training these PGA professionals and LPGA professionals across the country, we can reach more veterans. And Brandi, share with us how people can help support this program.
Yeah, so if you're a veteran and you're out there listening and you want to find a program near you, you can go to pgahope.com, and there are programs all across the country. Like I mentioned earlier, it's across all 50 states. If you are an everyday proud American and you believe that golf has the ability to do good, you can make a donation online right now at pgahope.com. As I mentioned earlier, our veterans pay nothing to be a part of this program. We want to keep the program free, and we also want to reach as many of them as we possibly can. So all donations can be made there. You can make them in honor of someone in your life, maybe someone who introduced you to the game of golf or a veteran in your life. We serve veterans of all branches, all eras, all service histories, all abilities, and our goal is to give them all of the great things that come with the game of golf. So if you're thinking about, you know, maybe it was your dad who was a Vietnam veteran who introduced you to the game and you're out there listening, even if you make a $20 donation, that'll cover a round of golf for one of our veterans to be able to get out on the course with other veterans who know and feel what they're going through. And our goal is ultimately a happier, healthier, better veteran community that's using the game of golf to write that next chapter of their life. And it's working. You told the story about Mary. There's thousands more that you can read about on our website of veterans' lives who've been changed. And I can't thank you all enough, you know, for giving us this platform to be able to ask for the golf community's support as we try to raise as much money as we can during this end-of-year time frame.
Brandi Kane, PGA Hope Program Director. The PGA Hope stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. It's a program that is funded. It's not cheap to run this program, Brandi. Is it just through donations, or do you have other means of fundraising?
Yeah, so we have all kinds of different ways that folks can fundraise, but we're 100% a nonprofit. But if you wanted to, let's say, donate your round of golf, or if you wanted to, we also do, you know, donations for golf equipment. If you've got some extra clubs laying around, you can get in touch with us through our website. But really, we're just, you know, fueled by the support of everyday proud Americans who want to help us give back through the game and who've, you know, seeing what impact the game has had on them or had on their family, and they believe it can make a real difference for the veteran community. But, yeah, every dollar we get goes right back into supporting veterans, and we're really lean. That's the greatest part. I always ask folks what they would pay for, you know, 8 weeks of lessons with a PGA professional, and I get five-figure numbers, and I can do that for a veteran for $330. So we're incredibly lean, and we're trying our best to make as much of a difference we can and grow as fast as we can, because it's working. We're making quite the difference in the veteran community.
Brandi, as you talk about growth, what is the vision for PGA Hope over the next maybe 2 to 5 years?
Yeah, so a couple years ago, we embarked on a real strategic growth plan. And our goal by 2026 is to serve 30,000 veterans per year. And that's it's an ambitious goal, but you know what? It's totally achievable, because right now we have 13,000 veterans on our wait list nationwide who want to get into a program. Every day we get 6 to 8 veterans who reach out who want to find a program and want to get connected because they hear what a difference it makes. And again, we can't grow fast enough. So my team and I are working with our golf professionals nationwide to bring the program to even more facilities and places, and donations all make that possible.
PGA
Hope
currently...
How long is the training?
Sorry, Deb.
I'm sorry, Jay. How long is the training? I know there was one in my area. I'm an LPGA professional recently, and it just didn't work out with my schedule. How long is the training for the LPGA, PGA professionals who actually teach this program?
Yeah, so we certify, and that's what you're referencing. All of our professionals that instruct in the program, they all go through a training to teach them all the adaptive needs that they might have for so that any veteran of any ability can come into the program. And that training is one day, and it's taught by other PGA and LPGA professionals. And we've been able to certify over 4,500 golf professionals over the course of the past 10 years. And like you said, it's only up from there. We have folks like you who are interested, and every day we're adding more and more of our golf professionals who are instructors in the program.
PGA Hope, the program currently offered at more than 550 locations in all 50 states. Every $330 raised places a veteran in a local program at no cost to the veteran. It's hard to believe the success that it's had, and that you have 13,000 veterans on a waiting list. What kind of efforts are you making to whittle that list down?
Yeah, so things like this certainly help, because we can try to raise some more money to grow as fast as we can. And right now we're planning for 2025 with some aspirations to get to about 22,000 veterans. So we're getting them in as fast as we possibly can. The weather certainly plays a factor in some of our northern areas, but we run winter programs throughout the country in some of those cold places. But every day we take one off, I feel like we add one more. So that's a good thing. That means that the veteran community knows how important it is.
And you're in your fundraiser right now that's going until the end of the year, but you fundraise year-round, do you not?
That's right. So if somebody out there has a charity tournament where they need a beneficiary, we would be a phenomenal beneficiary too.
Brandy, when you talk about the veterans on the waiting list, is it the dollars that are keeping them from being allowed in? And
yeah,
what I'm asking is, comparing to the number of professionals and programs you have, do you have enough professionals to match the demand right now? I know that both of them have to grow, obviously.
Yeah, and that's the great part, is we're growing both simultaneously. So the donations help fuel the training as well. So we're able to reach out to more golf professionals while simultaneously reaching out to the veteran community. So funds, you know, really help fuel our mission and help make all of that possible.
Brandy, what's the corporate support like as far as corporations and businesses pitching in to help?
Yeah, we have some really great supporters. So ConocoPhillips, T-Mobile, DirecTV has been a big supporter that came on this year. And then we've added Toro and Agreco. So we get some great corporate support, but of course there's always room to do more. And we're talking to a couple of different folks now to be able to come on board to support us. But if you're out there and your company loves golf, or you love veterans and you want to make a deep impact, we're happy to talk to you and help you connect your dollars to making a real difference.
Brandy, have you seen and experienced firsthand some of the changes that we know happens with the military veterans through the game of golf?
Oh, yeah. We're fortunate. We actually run a program at the PGA of America home office, and I see the impact on both sides. So I see the veteran community and how they get served, and you know, how they get that break and that moment in time where they can focus on just coming out and being themselves and being better and connecting with the game that maybe some of them haven't picked up since they were in the service. So I've been able to see that side. And then on the golf professional side, I've been able to see how this has changed them as well. So your local golf pro who might be at the, you know, at the course you regularly play, this is just as impactful for them as it is for the veteran. But, you know, in our veteran community, 68% of them that are coming to this program are beginners to the game of golf. So they're coming to learn something new, to challenge themselves, to take their mind off of anything they may be trying to overcome. And then 8% of them are returning to the game. So they're coming back. They know what a difference it might make in their life, and they want to get back into it. And ultimately, the veteran community just resoundingly tells us how positive of an experience they have, because our PGA of America golf professionals are the best at what they do, and they're the best instructors, and they run the best program to be able to connect more of our veterans to the game. And there's hundreds of stories on PGA.com and on at PGA Hope, which is our social media channels, with tons of videos of veterans from all branches and eras who have really, their life has been changed as a result of the program.
Brandy Kane, Program Director, PGA Hope, the only adaptive golf program that has a memorandum of understanding with the Department of Veterans Affairs, which enables veterans to utilize PGA Hope as a form of therapy. And that says a lot right there. To make a donation, please visit pgahope.com. Brandy, This has been great. Keep up the great work. We know your fundraiser goes through the end of December, but folks listening, don't stop there. You can support PGA Hope and the Hope for Heroes program year-round. Brandy Kane from the PGA Hope, help our patriots everywhere. Brandy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you guys so much, and thank you to all the listeners who are going to come out and help support us and help us serve one more veteran.
There you go. One
thank
at
you,
a time.
Brandy.
That's what it takes. Great job by the PGA of America and PGA Hope, working with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Hey, we've not done yet. We've got more to come yet here on Tee to Green. There's a big golf tournament going on in Florida. It's the last women's golf tournament of the season, and we'll talk about the CME Group Globe Championship when we come back right here on Tee to Green with more after this.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. Not done yet. Tee to Green continues. Big tournament going on. The Tiburon Gold in Naples, Florida. The richest purse in women's golf. $11 million in total prize money. $4 million to the winner online. Final round today, a two-way tie at the top. Angel Yin and a Diathetico are both at 15 under par. Runyon, 12 under. Charlie Hull, 11 under. Celine Boutier and Nelly Korda at 9 under, giving chase last round today on the Golf Channel. And boy, this was a fun show today. Fun to talk about these great programs and these great people that give back through golf, give back to the community, Deb.
Incredible what this game of golf does beyond just playing the game. And be a part of all of it. Be a part of the game. Be a part of watching the CME Championship. It's going to be exciting. If you like to see birdies, I'm looking at the leaderboard live right now. I see a lot of red numbers. It's going to be a great finish.
Thanks for joining us. Hit them long. Hit them straight.